Evaluating the jet accretion coupling of AQLX1, probing the contribution of accretion flow spectral components, by S. Fijma et al. The coupling between radio and X-ray luminosity is an important diagnostic tool to study the connection between the accretion inflow and jet outflow for low-mass X-ray binaries, LMXBs. When comparing NS and BHLMXBs, we find that the radio X-ray correlation for individual NSLMXBs is scattered, whereas for individual BHLMXBs a more consistent correlation is generally found. Furthermore, we observe jet quenching for both types of LMXBs, but it is unclear what exactly causes this, and if jets in NSLMXBs quench as strongly as those in BHLMXBs. While additional soft X-ray spectral components can be present for NSLMXBs due to the presence of the neutron star's surface, disentangling the individual X-ray spectral components has thus far not been considered when studying the radio X-ray coupling. Here we present 11 epochs of SWIFT XRT observations matched with quasi-simultaneous archival radio observations of the 2009 November outburst of AQLX1. We decompose the thermal and comptonized spectral components in the SWIFT XRT spectra, with the aim of studying whether the presence of additional thermal emission affects the coupling of the radio X-ray luminosity. We find that there is no evidence of a significant thermal contribution in SWIFT XRT spectra that could cause scatter in the radio X-ray coupling. However, a noteworthy finding is that the X-ray observation with the strongest statistically significant thermal component occurs around the same epoch as a bright radio detection. Follow-up research using more sensitive X-ray observations combined with densely sampled near-simultaneous radio observations is required to explore the radio X-ray coupling for NSLMXBs in more detail. This was Evaluating the Jet Accretion Coupling of AQLX1, Probing the Contribution of Accretion Flow Spectral Components, by S. Fijma et al.